Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 21st day of Menachem Av, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Chamishis. Hachofer Boer B'Shasa Yachid. A person who digs a pit in a private domain, Upsoche L'Shus Rabim, but it's opened up, the opening up is in Rishus Rabim, is in the public domain. Oy B'Shus Rabim, Oy dug it in a private, in a public area to start off with, and you open it up onto the Rishus HaYachid, where people can fall in, where there's a danger that people can fall in there. Or he was mafkir his Rishus, his own private property, so that everybody's allowed to walk there. In other words, it might have been Rishus HaYachid, and afterwards it became Rishus Rabbi. Rishus HaYachid, or he dug a pit in a private domain, and he opened it up onto another Rishus HaYachid. Both properties belonged to him. And he was mafkir, he declared ownerless the property which has the opening of the pit. Chayev. In all these cases, he is chayev for damages caused by the pit. Basically, everything goes according to, it all depends upon where was the opening of the pit. If the opening of the pit was in a public area, that's where he opened it up, that's where people can fall, that's when the person is chayev. We're not interested so much as the bottom of the pit, that's not so important. The point is, where was the opening? Where was the psoche? Where did he open it up? Hachofer Boer B'Shus HaRabim. A person who dug a pit in a public area. And a donkey or an ox or a donkey fell in there and died. Chayev. The person is chayev. As the Pasuk says, when a person opens up a pit or digs a pit and doesn't cover it, and an ox or a donkey falls there, the owner of the pit has to pay. He has to pay. Now the Chachamim say, why does it need to say both if he opens a pit or if he digs a pit? If he opens it up and he's chayev, then for sure if he digs a pit. The Gemara answers, it's to teach us that from here we learn even if a person digs or opens a pit into the public area, Pshus HaRabim, he is chayev. Even though the pit, he doesn't own the land there, it's not his Rishus, doesn't matter. If he dug it in the Pshus HaRabim, the Torah considers it as if he's the owner of that pit to make him obliged to pay for any damages caused as a result. Echad HaChofer Boer, whether a person digs a pit, a pit is a roundish pit in a circular form. Oi, whether he digs shiach. Shiach is a long, narrow ditch. Umara, or whether he digs a ditch that's square like a cave. And it's covered. And it was covered. Obviously not enough. Echaritzin, or whether he dug wide and a squarish like a mara, but uncovered, or an itzin, or whether he dug a pit that was narrow at the bottom but wide at the top. Any type of these ditches or pits, he would be chayev for damages caused. Im kein lama namra boyer. So why does the Torah say boyer? Why does it pick that particular type, which is a pit? Answers the Mishnah, Ma boir shiyesh b'kidei lahamis, to tell you, just like an average boir, normally a boir is something that is deep enough to kill, which is asar tvachim. A pit that's 10 tvachim deep is enough to cause a fatality. Of kol, so too, any ditch, anything that's dug, how big does it, how deep does it have to be chayv for death? Sheyesh bo kedei lahomis. It has to have a depth which is capable of killing. Asar tvachim. Namely, a depth of 10 tvachim. Anything less than that, says the Mishnah further, hoye pchusin me asar tvachim. If it was less than that, less deep than 10 tvachim. V'nofel asach asher oy chamoy rameis. And a donkey or an ox fell there and died, potter, he'd be exempt. Because if it died, it's not because of the pit. There must have been some other circumstance, or it's an onus, something unusual. Bim huzak boy, but if the animal was injured with this pit, chayev, the owner of the person who made that that hazard, that pit will be chayv to pay full damages, because even with a smallish pit, doesn't matter how low that depth is, how shallow it is, it's capable of causing injury, and therefore it's chayv. There is a machlekes in the Gemara as to why a pit brings the liability to the owner, to the one who made it. Does the Torah make the person chayv because, or only in a case when the animal suffers from suffocation? Is that the reason? Hevel, the Gemara calls it. Or is it because the injury sustained, the injury, in other words, the actual impact caused the death, but not the suffocation? The halacha is like Shmuel, who holds that the pit that the Torah person, that the Torah says one is chayv for, is for the suffocation, and for sure the chavata, and for sure for the impact. So both, either of these, would make a person chayev. And therefore, what's the ramification of that? If a person dug a pit, even if he couched it with nice woolen, a woolen soft, so that anything that falls there would have a soft landing, it doesn't matter, the owner of the pit would still be chayev, because even if it doesn't have capability of killing because of impact, but the suffocation is still there. Or another ramification could be is if a person built a mound or an object that's in the public area in the thoroughfare that's 10 tefachim high, and something got an animal crashed into it and died, that person would be chayv. Obviously, there's nothing to do with suffocation there, but a person's chayv because the impact damage. And if it was less than 10 tefachim, he'd be potter for the death of the animal, but chayv for damages caused. Mishnah Vav. If you have a pit belonging to two owners, and that could happen if, for example, it's a jointly owned yard or jointly owned pit, and they were mafkir, they declared ownerless their rishus, their property, but not their boir, not the pit. Because if they were mafkir both the pit and the property, then there would not be any chiyuv, because when they had dug the pit, they had dug it with rishus, with permission. Now there's no owners. So that's one situation where you can have a yard, a jointly owned pit. Over Alfa Rishon, the first person passed by, Veloiki Sohu, and he didn't cover it. Vahasheni, the second partner, came by, Veloiki Sohu, and he didn't cover it. Hasheni Chayev. The second partner would be, the second one who passed by is Chayev. Now, why? Why is he Chayev? So the Gemara says that we're talking here about a case where the first person, the partner, didn't cover it, but he handed over a covering, an adequate covering, to the second partner, and he gave it to him that he should cover it. And the second partner, should have covered it, but he didn't. That's why he's chayv. It would be a different story if they each passed by and then no one covered. Kisoho harishon, what happens if the first person covered the pit? Vahasheni, came the second partner. Umetsoi magula, he found it open, v'loi kisoho, and he didn't cover it. Hasheni chayv. The second person would be chayv there too. Why? Because since the first person didn't know that it was exposed, he thought it was still covered. So therefore he's exempt. He had no reason to worry and to suspect that it would be uncovered. But the second fellow saw it uncovered. He had a responsibility to cover it, so the second one's chayv. If, however, the first person also didn't cover it, and the second person came by and didn't do it as well, then, as we said before, they're both equally guilty, equally liable. Kisoho haroi, kerkeroi. What happens if the owner of the pit covered his pit adequately, a proper cover? V'nafal aseichei shara chamor, and an ox or a donkey fell into it, v'meis, and died. For example, it may have become wormy over time, or became eroded, potter. We say the owner of the pit is exempt. He's done the right thing, and the fact that something happened, it became wormy afterwards, that's an onus, that's something he didn't have to think about. However, loiki soho kiroi, if he didn't cover the pit appropriately, v'nofel asoicha shoro chamoer v'meis, and an ox or a donkey fell in there and died, chayev, then the person would be guilty, would be liable to pay. The Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case where it's an area where camels walk by. He covered the pit with something that can stand the weight of an ox, but not that of a camel. Now, camels passed by and weakened the cover. It was originally able to withstand the weight of an ox, but not after being somewhat softened or somewhat weakened by the walking of a camel over it. Then afterwards, and nothing happened, there was no injury yet, the cover was still there, but it was weakened. Now, afterwards, oxen fall in, over it, and they do fall into that pit. So then we say, since he didn't cover it with something that's able to withstand the camels, then he's chayiv, because he's guilty. He should have thought that this is a place the camels could come and weaken the cover. Nafal lefonav, what happens if an ox fell in front of him? It fell into the pit, forward, mikol hakriya, from the sound of digging. The pit was dug already, and someone had gone into that part and was in that pit at the time, widening it or deepening it. And the ox stood by the banks, by the edge of that pit, and got shocked from the sound of the kriya. And what happened was then that the ox stood there and got such a shock, and it fell into the pit in front of Mechayev. Why is he chayiv, the owner of the pit, because the animal died because it fell into the pit. The pit was the main cause. But la'acharof, what happens if the ox falls backwards, mikol hakriya, because of the sound of the digging, it got a shock and it fell backwards, not into the pit, but behind, on the ground, potter. We say the one who dug that pit, or the one who is digging that pit, is potter, exempt. Why? Because the injury did not occur directly from the pit, it's indirectly. It happened because of the sound of the digging of the pit shocked the animal and fell backwards. That's called groma. That's called indirect. It's called indirect cause, and the person would be potter exempt. Nafal l'seiches shor v'chelav v'nishtabra. What happens if an ox and its accessories fell into the pit and they got broken? For example, the yoke and the plow, the plowshare, it fell into the pit and got broken. Chamer v'chelav v'nishkara. A donkey fell in with its accessories and they got ripped, the saddle and the other parts of it. Chayev ala behema. The owner of the pit would be liable for damages caused to the animal, ufotar ala kelim, but he's exempt for damages caused to the kelim, to the accessories. This is learned from the pasuk, which says, v'nofra shama shor oi chamoir, an ox or a donkey falls there. The chachamim learned, a shor v'leodam, an ox is chayev, but not a man. Chamoir, a donkey, v'lo kelim, but not vessels. And when the Torah exempts it, the Chacham understood this is only exempting from death. In other words, and he's responsible for an ox that dies there, or a donkey that dies there, not for kelim. But what about if not for people? If a person dies there, a person wouldn't be chayiv as well. But if a person got injured there, a person would be chayiv for the nezakim. So this exemption, shor v'lei odom, is only excluding a person in case of death, if the person dies, not if he's injured. A person who digs the pit is still chayiv if the injury is sustained by a person who falls in. Nafal l'seiches shor, cheres, sheitah v'katan. What happens if an ox falls in the pit, and the ox was a cheres, was a deaf-mute ox, or an ox that was not of sound mind, or it was a cotton, it was a young ox that hadn't yet learned how to plow, according to some fashion, that's what it means. Or, same thing would apply, as the Gemara says, to a blind ox, or an ox that's walking at night time. In all these cases, chayev, the owner of the pit is chayev. Why? Because you can't expect the owner of the ox to have been careful. The ox was a cheresh, or was a cotton, or was night, or was blind, and therefore this was a real hazard that it was caused by the person who dug the pit. But an ox that's normal, of sound mind, that's walking along in the middle of the day and still goes head straight into the pit, the owner of the pit will be exempt because the ox should know how to navigate and not to walk into the pit. And if it did, that's an onus. That's something which is not to be expected, And even though he did the wrong thing, digging a pit in the Shusrabim, he'd be exempt for damages caused to the ox in such a case, or if the ox died. What happens, Ben or Bas, what happens if a son or a daughter fell into that pit, even though they're young, even though you can't expect them to have watched out for a pit because they're too young for that? Eved or Yoma, or a servant or a maidservant that are Canaanites, potter in all these cases, because it's a human being that fell in, the owner of the pit would be potter, exempt, because as we said before, shor v'le'adam, an ox falls there, he's chayiv, but not for a man falling there. And once again, this exemption we're talking about is if the son or daughter or Eved or Yoma died. It's only if they died there, then a man for there, then the owner of the pit, the one who dug the pit, is potter, is exempt. If it's for injuries sustained to the by a son or a daughter or an Eved or Yoma, they would be chayiv.